Right? So believer should not dig what happened in past, how bad he was in past. It's backside. You just present whatever you can see outward in today. Right now. Mirror only shows you whatever is in front of you. It doesn't show your backside. So we should also not say, oh, 2 years back he was like this, or 5 years back he did like this, or 10 years back he was in prison. No, we don't have to say all those things. It's past. Whatever is today, just deal with today's terms. Another beautiful act of the mirror is, he does not store your image. If I'm in front of the mirror, at that particular moment, he's going to reflect and he's going to show whatever right or wrong, whatever is there. My image is not stored in the mirror. If I go next day, I won't be able to see the same picture which I have shown yesterday. It's gone. Right? There is no storing system inside the mirror. It only shows you when you are in front of it, and when you move from the mirror, you forget. It doesn't store it. You won't be able to find again. Likewise, Muslims, a true believers, does not store bad habits of the Muslim brothers. Again, the same message. Whatever happened in past, we don't have to dig it, we don't have to bring it forward. We don't have to store people's bad habits and keep on exposing in the majalis, in the gathering. Oh, he was like this, he did like this few years back, a few months back. Whatever happened today, just deal with today. Don't bring his past. Another good habit of the mirror is, if something was not right on my dress or on my face, the mirror has reflected it to me only. If I move from the mirror, and someone else, my wife comes in front of the mirror, or my daughter, my son comes in front of the mirror, mirror is not going to inform my wife and my daughter and son, look, your dad was here, your husband was here, and he had this black spot. He's not going to transfer, he's not going to relate, he's not going to inform the next person what wrong was in my face or what was wrong in my dress. It is going to keep secret. It is only going to expose in front of me. If next person is coming after me, mirror is not going to show my picture to him or her. Likewise, Muslim brothers, if I see some faults in some brother or sister, I should just keep it up to him or her. I should not tell his parents, his brothers, his sisters, his relatives, his friends, his co-workers, look, you don't know about him, but I know. I caught him red-handed. Brother, it's not your duty. Don't backbite. If you find some faults, just make him aware, and that's it. Don't go to the next person. Don't inform the other person about the fault of other people. Mirror doesn't do it. It's only going to expose you, and then it's not going to tell to the next person. My brothers, ghibah, backbiting, is one of the major sins. This is what the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the beginning. I recited this ayat in Surah Al-Hujurat. وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. Don't give bad names or slander or do anything like that to the people, because it is very bad and it is very major sin. Ghiba is such a great and major sin, my brothers, that on the day of Qiyamah, we have to give our good actions in exchange to this ghiba and backbiting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Surah Al-Hujurat is like you are eating the flesh of your dead brother. Is that bad? To do backbiting, is that bad? Like you are eating the flesh of your own brother while he's dead. He's not there. He's not present. And you are exposing his bad habits, his mistakes, his shortcomings, his faults in front of the other people. Very bad. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said it is a major sin. Imam Bukhari rahmatullah alayhi said, since I came to know that riba, backbiting, is a major sin, I never did backbiting since then, whole life. He never used to do backbiting to anyone. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, very great scholar, someone came to him and he said, so and so was talking bad about you in the bazaar. So Hadrat, he was very rich businessman, Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. He went inside the house and he filled the tray full of diamonds and golds and silvers and gave it to that brother who brought this message to him. He said, take this gift from me and gave it to that brother who big bite about me in bazaar, who said bad word about me, and thank him from my side. Gift. He said, why? He said, he just big bite about me in my absence. I was not there in bazaar, in market, while he was saying bad word about me. Doing that, I'm going to be patient. I'm not going to take any revenge, or I'm not going to go and fight with him. Why you said bad word about me? I am happy. I am pleased that he said bad word to me. He did favor to me. Because in the Yawmul Qiyamah, he has to give my all his hasanat in my record. And that's why I'm giving this small little gift to him, this diamonds and gold and silver, because he did great favor to me, and I'm going to get his hasanat, his good deeds on the Yawmul Qiyamah. One sheikh used to say, if I have to backbite, I will backbite to my parents. But no one does backbiting to their parents, right? We all respect our parents. We don't do backbiting of parents. We only do backbiting with the friends and brothers and other Muslims. But for the parents, even they have faults, even they have something wrong, we don't go and exaggerate and expose their faults in their absence in front of the people. So Sheikh said, backbiting is such a great sin. If I have to backbite, I will backbite to my parents. Why? Because my all hasanat at least will go to my parents. They will benefit instead of others. So my brothers, we have to understand how bad word it is. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, you know, that مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. A person who is believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the day of judgment, فَلْيَكُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لَيَسْمُتْ. He should only speak a good words, otherwise keep quiet. Shut his mouth. If he believes in Allah in يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. Because for مَا يَلْفُذُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Ayat of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Qaf. That we're not uttering any single word, but there is an angel appointed. He's grabbing that words from the air. And he is recording it, preserving it. And on the Yawm al-Qiyamah, he's going to present in front of you. Every single word. What we utter, whether it's a good word or it is a bad word. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْغِيبَ. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting. He said, do you people know what is the ghibah? What is the backbiting? As usual, قَالُوا اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَعْلَمُ. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu were very respectful. They say, only Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows what is the meaning of ghibah. Please explain us. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قَالَ ذِكْرُكَ أَخَاكَ مَا يَكْرَهُ. that you say about your brother, Muslim brother, in his absence, if you come to know about it, you said so and so, you said like him, like this, he will feel bad. He will not like it. That is called ghibah and backbiting. So Sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah Sallam, أَفَرَأَيْتَ إِنْ كَانَ فِي أَخِي مَا أَقُولُ. If really I am speaking the truth, he said like this or he did like this. And this is what I am saying. I am relating the true story. I am not lying. I am not blaming. What if what I said, it is found in him? It still is ghiba. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, yes, this is the ghiba. This is the backbiting. Even you see wrong in him, sin, you don't have any right to expose in front of others, in his absence. That's why it is the whole lecture is, if you find mistake, go to him directly, speak to him, not to the others. Try to correct him only, in privacy also, not in public. So Rasulullah SAW explained the meaning of backbiting, that to speak the truth, you found that mistake or that sin, that shortcoming in the brother, and if he come to know about it, he will feel bad. That is called ghibah. And if in kana fi ma taqulu faqad iqtabahu wa illam yakun fi ma taqul faqad habbathahu faqad bahathahu, aw kama qala sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that if you saying what is not found in him, then it is slander. It is even worse. Slandering someone is worse than ghibah, it's worse than backbiting. So my brothers and sisters, we should try to control our tongue. We should not exaggerate anybody's mistake. We should not expose anybody's mistake in front of others. If we are really worried about that person, then we should go to him quietly, in privacy, try to correct and show him his mistake with gentle words, with kind words, without exposing or without exaggerating, with true intention and ikhlas, that may Allah correct you also and correct ourselves also. That's why look at the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He even taught us the dua when we go in front of the mirror. When we go in front of the mirror, no matter how many times we see our face in the mirror, what we should say? Allahumma anta hassanta khalqi فَحَسِّنْ خُلُقِي وَحَرِّمْ عَلِنَا حُكَ مَقَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. Oh Allah, you have beautified me, my creation, you have perfected my creation. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. So we must thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, you made my appearance beautiful. Please correct my manners and my character as well. خَلْق and خُلْق, just matter of fatha and dhamma. But it's a big difference. Khalq, your appearance, your creation, your body. If Allah, I appreciate that you granted me beautiful body outwardly, then please correct my internal, my habits and my manners and my character as well. May Allah give us tawfiq for that.